Most Syrians who flee their country now aren't allowed to reach Europe. They mostly end up next door in Turkey. The numbers are staggering. Consider this figure. There are an estimated 934,000 Syrian children living in Turkey outside of refugee camps. Only about a third of them actually go to school. Dominique Bonesi recently visited a Syrian school in Istanbul and has this story.
The first day of school can be exciting and scary at the same time. But at this Syrian school in Istanbul, there's a sense of scrambling as well. Teachers running around, organizing textbooks, parents trying to register their kids, and kids clinging to their mother's arms, not wanting to let go. For 13-year-old Mohammed, this is his first day back at school in 2 years.
I like sports, Arabic, and math. I like soccer, too.
Mohammed is one of about 330,000 Syrian children enrolled in temporary education centers, like this one run by the Turkish Ministry of Education. Like Mohammed, many of these kids miss years of school because of the war back home. Mohammed sits outside the class waiting to enter as his new teacher, Wafe, hands out textbooks. Wafe used to teach English and Arabic in Damascus. She asked that I not use her last name because her husband and son are still in Syria. She says she was imprisoned for 7 months by the Syrian government, accused of being a political activist. After her release, Wafe fled to Turkey with her two daughters and enrolled the younger one in a Turkish school.
She's in fourth grade, and in a matter of a month and a half, she picked up the language.
Wafe is glad her daughter is learning Turkish, but says it's been hard for her at a Turkish school. She's been bullied.
My daughter suffered discrimination. They didn't include her. She couldn't make friends. They'd say to her, "You are Syrian." They'd make her feel like she wasn't one of them.
Her older daughter is a senior in a temporary high school with classes taught entirely in Arabic. This year, the Turkish Ministry of Education is considering some proposals aimed at integrating Syrian students into Turkish schools, which is something Wafe welcomes. But she says some Syrians want their kids to learn Arabic. They're scared their kids will lose their language, culture, and Syrian identity if they send their kids to a Turkish school. And even though Wafe sent her daughter to a Turkish school, it's something she's concerned about too.
For this generation, if we don't protect it, the Arabic language could become obsolete. Syrian Arabic could be just a dialect spoken at home.
It's not clear yet how Turkey plans to proceed. It's considering three possibilities. First, having Syrian schools teach a Turkish curriculum. Second, having all Syrian students entering primary, secondary, and high school next year go to a Turkish school. As assistant director of the school, Adnan Hassan Halid, explains, in 3 years, there will be no Syrian schools as Syrian students move to Turkish schools. It's the third proposal that has Syrian parents most worried, shutting down all the temporary education centers, pouring Syrian students into Turkish schools all at once. If the Ministry of Education had consulted Syrian teachers and educators, he says, no one would choose this plan. For Wafe, who doesn't speak Turkish, it would mean she'd lose her job. She says her salary at the temporary school barely covers rent as it is.
In all seriousness, my friends have to help me all the time. They send me money.
She worries she might have to leave the country to find work. But for now, school is in session here. This year, about 600 students have registered. And for the first time since these temporary education centers opened in 2013, they're tuition-free, courtesy of funding from UNICEF. Mohammed says he's happy to be back in class.
I feel good after not going to school for 3 years. I'm a little nervous, too. But I'm always excited when there's school and I can go.
For The World, Dominique Bonesi, Istanbul.
Dominique's reporting was supported by the International Center for Journalists.